Willkommen zu Editor's Choice, der Podcast, in dem du direkt aus der Redaktion des Brutkasten erfährst, was die aktuellen wichtigsten News rund um Startups und Innovation sind.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu Editor's Choice, dem Podcast der Brutkasten-Redaktion. Diese Woche habe ich einen besonderen Gast bei uns, nämlich Travis Pittman, Co-Founder und CEO von TourRadar, dem Wiener Tourismus-Startup, das bis vor der Pandemie als aussichtsreichster Unicorn-Kandidat galt. Und natürlich hat die Pandemie gerade für ein Startup im Tourismussektor einen ziemlichen Rückschlag bedeutet. Aber darüber rede ich gleich mit Travis. Das werde ich auf Englisch tun. Das heißt, ich werde jetzt umschalten. Hi Travis, nice to have you here.
Hi, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Last time we had an interview was about 1 year ago. Back then you told me about the setback the pandemic was for you, about the troubles you had. On the other hand, back then you told me about starting in a new market, which was the German-speaking market. So you were going on anyway. And now I ask you, how was the second year of the pandemic? How were you surviving? Was there business this year?
No, it's definitely, I mean, crazy to think it's been a year since we announced that. It was definitely, I think people thought we were crazy to announce a whole new market during a pandemic. But actually, in hindsight, with the way things are looking in the German market for us at the moment, it was a really good thing to be doing. So, but yeah, overall, it's still been a very difficult year. Absolutely no doubt about that. But I think what we did really well was that we really got sort of laser focused on our vision. We actually put everything on the table and we said, what's working, what's not, what can we change? And I think that was a really pivotal time for us, where from around sort of April, May this year, we really started to invest heavily into product and actually building a lot of really amazing stuff that's going to help us come out of this really, really strong. So on the operational side, we've had a very up and down year. We literally follow the trends of lockdowns and travel restrictions almost one for one. So when there's lockdowns removed and travel restrictions removed, we see nice bookings pick up. But then likewise, when like we are now in Austria, unfortunately, when things do go back into lockdown and travel restrictions are in place, we do see bookings kind of fall pretty, pretty quickly as well. So yeah, been very difficult. We're still nowhere kind of near where we are, obviously, or where we were back in 2019, but we see a path towards that. And we saw actually the US market actually start to get pretty close to where we were in 2019. And that was really, really encouraging for us back in like June, July sort of timeframe. So we know it can happen. We just need a few sort of stars aligned to actually make that happen.
So as 1 year ago, when we talked last time, you had another announcement. This time, this year, just a few days ago, you start a new B2B product, the Adventure Booking Platform. What is it about and what market are you opening with this?
So this was part of the looking at the whole business, looking at what worked, what was not working, and also trying to reposition ourselves a little bit, because I think it's still a little bit unclear the value proposition and what does TourRadar offer. And during the time, we really looked at, okay, before COVID, we were a marketplace to sell group tours. So you could come and buy a 7-day trip with a bunch of other people to Croatia or Costa Rica, and that was great. And what we saw with the pandemic was that there is a bit of a shift towards private, so people wanting to travel in their own bubble, wanting to be able to customize trips, make them tailor-made. And that's all functionality we launched during COVID time. And then we said, well, what are we selling? Are we selling just tours, or are we selling something kind of even bigger than that? And it was when we actually asked the question, we said, well, at the end of the day, we're selling adventure. So an adventure means something to each person differently. And that can be for a person going to Tuscany drinking wine, that's an adventure. Whereas likewise, someone going to Kilimanjaro climbing, that's also an adventure for them. So we looked at it and said, well, we want to be the adventure booking platform of the world, where basically if there's anything you want to do, you can come to our platform and find that. And that's the really exciting part, is that we said, well, we've got all this amazing inventory and we have customers coming to tourradar.com, but how can we put this inventory in the hands of other distributors and partners who have really big audiences and have customers who might want this product, but just don't have the capability to go to all these little suppliers in Costa Rica, Tanzania, Australia, and contract them and technology, bring it all in. And we've done all that. So what we announced was actually a an API and also like a white label and affiliate solution for any partner, whether it's like a online travel agency or like a GDS, which is like Amadeus, one of the big travel companies, to actually pull that product in and sell that to different customers and travel agents actually also, because we felt this product, it's complex, it's high basket, it's like $3,000 is the average basket size. And we know that a lot of travel agents do sell this product now, but they have to individually get contracts with all of these tour operators around the world. And we wanted to make it super simple for the operators and partners to be able to work together. So yeah, it's been a lot of work, a lot of technology. The team here have done an unbelievable job to pull it together in like 4 or 5 months. And then we launched it a couple of weeks ago. And I was just in Miami in my first business trip for 2 years. And we actually had tons of meetings, and it's been really well received by a lot of different partners. So really excited about the future.
Is this new product kind of replacing the old product? Is it a pivot, or is it a development of your new product, or is it just, will you go back to group travel as you had it when the pandemic ends, hopefully one day?
No, so it's really just a expansion of the ecosystem. So the way we look at it is that we are a platform and there's different parts of the ecosystem. So we have our B2C marketplace, which is tourradar.com. That's still our core business. It's still going to be pushing forward, and we've got lots of really exciting things planned for that. But this is just an addition to actually help our tour operators get further distribution. So we see next year will be probably a slower introduction to get this rolled out. But we see this really coming into play in 23. And 24 as travel comes back a lot, but also as partners realize that we're the best technology solution out there for this. So yeah, it's really complementary to what we're doing. Yeah.
You almost answered my next question, but I will ask it anyway. Will things go back to normal in your opinion? Or is there a normal, or did COVID change everything forever? And if yes, when will it happen?
Yeah, I don't believe normal is something that's going to happen as in the true sense of the word. I think 22, so next year, we will see still a bumpy year for sure. I think we're going to see like these, we'll have these sprints where I think we'll have really exciting, lots of people booking. And then I think we're going to hit these road bumps again, unfortunately, just as things, maybe don't sort of go to plan in terms of travel restrictions and all that kind of stuff. But I do strongly believe 23 will start to see what you would probably call normal. And I think the exciting thing for me is that the pandemic's shown that there's this over-tourism and sustainability and everything has become a very hot topic on a lot of people's minds with climate change and everything as well. And I really see the advantage of what we're selling is that in the past, pre-pandemic, people were booking city trips. So they were booking, they go to Expedia or Booking, book their flight, book their hotel, they stay in Paris for 4 days, 5 days, and that's all they do. And I see the opportunity is that with organized adventures like the ones we're selling, is that people can fly into Rome, tick off the bucket list of seeing the Colosseum, for example, and a couple of other things there, but then they can get out of Rome and actually go into the countryside and maybe go to Tuscany or actually start to experience more experiential type travel. So we're more immersive, you're meeting locals, you're maybe doing cooking classes or cycling in the mountains, that type of thing. So I think that's going to be the trend, and we're seeing it already, where people want to just get out of the main cities, also because they're very dense and they probably don't want to be near COVID type stuff as well. So I think there's a big opportunity for customers to be looking for this more immersive multi-day trips that we can be offering.
My last question, you were on the way there before. Is TourRadar still on the way to become a unicorn?
So, yeah, I mean, unicorn, yes. Like it's obviously a topic and a target for a lot of founders. And yeah, I'd like to think that we are, to be honest. I think we've been hit with a pretty big setback, a setback that actually helped us focus a lot. And I think that's something that I do look back at the last little while and say, okay, it's been very, very tough. We've had to let a lot of people go. We've had to adjust a lot of different things. But the really, really good thing is we've survived. And now, you know, we're coming back and we do see a really bright future. And that's something that now we're actually going back into hiring mode, which is super exciting. So instead of actually trying to cut costs and see where things are can be trimmed in all of these different places, we are now looking to beef up the product and engineering team and marketing, because we do see that into 22, there is a pretty big growth opportunity. And also, how can we expand this new B2B part of the business as well? So yeah, we're looking for people. So if there's listeners out there looking for a job, make sure you visit the site. But we're pretty excited about the future into 22.
Travis, thanks a lot for talking so openly. Your listeners, thank you a lot for listening. And we hear each other soon. Have a good day.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Das war Editor's Choice, der Podcast aus der Redaktion des Brutkasten. Wenn es euch gefallen hat, dann schickt uns Feedback, bewertet und abonniert uns. Danke fürs Zuhören und bis nächste Woche. Euer Brutkasten-Team.